Our scripture this morning is from Psalms 118, verses 8 and 9. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. We'll now turn the services over to Brother Bobby.
Good morning. I don't have much of a voice today because I've been coughing so much. I don't feel that bad, but I don't feel that good either. So I appreciate the elders for rearranging the schedule, and I will stay home and rest this evening and rest my voice. But just to let you know what's going on, I thought I was just sick. Turns out I do not have the flu, but I do have pneumonia. So I have a lot of sinus issues and get coughing very easy. And so a couple of weeks ago, I took a sip of coffee and got a coughing attack and aspirated some coffee into my right lung. And it got better, and then it got worse. And so I finally went to the doctor, trying to struggle through it with my daily activities. And they did a chest x-ray and put me on antibiotics. So I should not be contagious, but it's just not a great feeling. So I'm going to rest and try to get better. So that I can resume my normal duties. So I took a little bit of your time last week. I'm going to try to give it back to you this week. Very short thoughts this morning on it is better. In Psalm 118, verses 8 and 9, it is better to trust the Lord than to put confidence in man. If you've dealt with people, you know that sometimes they can't be trusted. People will lie and manipulate and do things that are unbelievable. And then we run into people that restore our faith in mankind because they do the right thing. And we ourselves need to be careful that in putting our trust in the Lord, we make sure that we are doing what we are supposed to and not deceiving ourselves and acknowledging that we do have sin in our lives and that we are not deceiving ourselves, as 1 John 1 and verse 8 talks about. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. And the truth is not in us. So we need to trust the Lord. As the psalmist said, it is better to trust the Lord than to put confidence in men. The second thing is that it is better to hear the rebuke of the wise man than to hear the song of fools. For like the crackling of thorns under a pot, so is the laughter of the fool. This also is vanity. Have you ever taken notice of what makes people laugh? It really reveals a lot about their character, doesn't it? I've had occasion in the past to work and do real work, as they talk about us preachers. You know, we don't really work, they say, but 4 hours a week is all I ask. But I've worked in secular work before and come into a work environment and people, you know, are learning about you, but they'll crack off a dirty joke. And I try my best not to laugh. Sometimes they're funny and I can't help it, but I don't want people to think that I engage in those kinds of things. And it didn't take very long for the last crew that I worked with to learn if they were going to say something off color, they would ask me to leave. Just get out of there for a few minutes. But think about hearing a joke. Would you rather hear a joke or would you rather be rebuked? It is better to hear the rebuke of the wise man. Because when we reveal our character, when we laugh at things that we shouldn't, we tell people what kind of person we really are. But if we receive the rebuke that comes from the wise man, and we can take that rebuke and use it in our lives to make ourselves better, then it is better to hear the rebuke of the wise man. It is also better to lose your hand or your foot. In Matthew chapter 18 and verses 8 and 9, Jesus said, if your hand or foot causes you to sin, cut it off and cast it from you. It is better for you to enter into life lame or maimed rather than having two hands or pluck it out and cast it from you. It is better for you to enter into life, or if your eye causes you to sin, it is better to cast it from you. It's better to enter into life with one eye rather than having two to be cast into hell fire. Can you imagine doing that very literally, cutting off your hand or your foot, some appendage, or plucking out your eye and casting it from you? It is better to get rid of that which is ensnaring us, the sin that is ensnaring us in our lives here, than to go into eternal punishment. When we think about seeking first the kingdom of God, that means we need to get rid of those things that are causing us to be weighed down and not running the race that we should. You know, the Lord himself said, if anyone desires to come after and follow after me, let him take up his cross and bear it. That means we've got to put everything else aside in order to shoulder that cross and to bear it like the Lord has asked us to do. Proverbs 8 and verse 11 says, for wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things one may desire cannot be compared with her. It is better to get wisdom than to be a fool. Wisdom is defined as the quality of being wise, the ability to judge soundly and to deal with sage-like wisdom with the circumstances that we face. In other words, it's the ability to discern right from wrong. You ever seen a parrot that can talk? You can train a parrot to talk, and you can train it to say all kinds of things. So let's just imagine that you owned a store where people would come in frequently, and you had a parrot, and you trained that parrot to say, look at the fat lady. Or look at that idiot. You see, you can teach the parrot to say that, but you can't teach him discretion. And so somebody walks in and the parrot calls them fat or calls them a dumb person. What has that done? It's offended them. It is better to be wise, to get wisdom. Then the next one, it is better if it is the will of God to suffer for doing good than for doing evil. You ever feel like you're going to be criticized whether you do the right thing or the wrong thing? You ever find yourself in that circumstance? Whether you do or don't, whether you do right or do wrong, you're going to be criticized. Sometimes I say, if you like it, I take credit for it. If you don't, it's Wilson's fault or something like that, you know? Well, here's the point. It is better, if it is the will of God, to suffer for doing good. If there's a choice to be made between right and wrong, just go ahead and do the right thing and take the criticism. Be right and go ahead, because you're in good company there. Remember, the Lord ate with sinners and they rebuked him about that. The Lord was criticized for where he came from, his hometown. The Lord was criticized for healing on the Sabbath. The Lord was criticized for saying, destroy this temple and in 3 days I'll raise it again. So you're keeping pretty good company if you do the right thing and take the criticism. And then finally, as we talked about this morning from Proverbs 22, Ecclesiastes 7 and verse 1 says something very similar. A good name is better than precious ointment. This is our greatest asset, is a good name. We talked about the things necessary to have a good name, to tell the truth, to be of good character, to do the right thing. A good name is better than precious ointment. It is better than great riches, the wise man says in Proverbs 22. And our name and our influence will live long after we're gone. Revelation 14, 13 talks about they being dead yet speak. It is better to trust the Lord. If you haven't trusted the Lord and you're in need of salvation, the Lord has offered that plan of salvation for you. He has offered the free gift of salvation through his Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus came to this earth and died on the cross for our sins, that we might be washed in the blood of Jesus and have our sins cleansed, taken away from us, never have to worry about them again. If you're not a Christian, or if you've wandered away and are not living as you should, trust the Lord this morning. Come now while we stand together and while we sing.